With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Welcome back to Wrestling Hell, where even Ice Cube Jr. fucking thinks wrestling stinks.
In the words of the great Dave Chappelle,
they ask you how you are, and you just have to say that you're fine when you're not really fine, but you just can't get into it because they would never understand.
I really thought I was about to play the game Chappelle clip as soon as you said that. Say,
in the words of Dave Chappelle, they stink and I hate them.
They stink and I hate them. At least one show was kind of decent.
Yeah. Raw was okay. It wasn't too terrible. Don't ask Twitter.
They got to figure some shit out, though.
But what was Twitter made about?
I think Twitter. It was more so the Stranger Things. More ads than there was wrestling type shit. Like, that's all I've seen.
I mean, what was the point of that bullshit?
They were like, "How you gonna have a Stranger Things themed wrestling event with no cast members from Stranger Things there?"
This would have been, I would hate every bit of it, but like it would have made sense. Why is the Wyatt shit's not there?
Yeah. Hey, that Finn Balor thing I sent you on X was pretty fucking dope. I love that shit. If they would have tapped into that, like that would have been great.
Hell, bring out all the spooky dudes, have the boogeyman show up. Something.
I know damn good what boogeyman ain't doing.
That was definitely a missed opportunity. I ain't gonna hold you.
Bring out Kane, Undertaker, whoever.
I also don't know the first thing about Stranger Things, so.
I watched the first couple episodes, hated it, and didn't watch it again.
Never seen a single episode. I just saw some people were upset about a gay dude in the last couple of episodes. That's about all I
know. This season. I hadn't finished watching it. I keep falling asleep on it. Anywho, shall we get to the grapples?
To the graps.
Let's get to the graps. I'm going to lead off with SmackDown, where our boy The Miz opened up SmackDown and was giving his spiel about being the guy that introduces and helps push over the young guys. And then we had Randy Orton make his return.
RKO'd the shit out of him.
RKO'd him twice. Twice.
It's great every time. I don't care.
Also with Randy, let me go ahead and get this up. Also with Randy, we seen him backstage running to Cody. You know, let him know that he needs that shot. He needs that title shot.
Did he stare at it for 10 minutes? I missed this segment.
Nah, it wasn't 10 minutes. He stared at it for a little bit, but was talking directly to Cody. And Cody looked real sad. Like, my friend wants to go after my title. Fam!
Oh, no. My best friend. Not Randy.
Yeah, that's how he looked at him, like. Like, brother, get over yourself. You're going to have to defend this motherfucker against some people.
It's time for him to lose it again, but, you know. All I'm saying is this shit went downhill whenever he took that belt off of Rome.
I think y'all said it best. I think they waited a year too late. Roman should have lost it the first time they wrestled.
And I wish we had the clip of us all watching it live the first time. Because it was just silence. We were like, what are we doing?
Yeah. He probably should have lost it then, because right now it just seems like they have no stories lined up for him. Like, I love Drew. I think Drew should have won the title at least 6 times over the past 2 years, but
you're not wrong.
For whatever reason, they're never going to let him.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with playing hot potato with the belt for a little bit.
Yeah, they used to do it in the...
That's what they did when we were growing up. And I loved it.
They did it all the time in the Ruthless Aggression era. Like, why? They're too busy about worrying about selling posters and selling merch.
Ever since TKO took over.
Yeah.
Well, it was even before that.
What's... Your boy Triple K.
How long has TKO been now?
Just a couple of years. It was like that whenever Vince was in charge, too. They were too busy worried about just selling shit.
I don't know. This may come as controversial to some of you, but I think everybody involved with this should be killed.
God.
Like every other sports team, organization, or whatever thing that I follow, everybody's cleaning house. So, might as well do it with WWE, too.
Kevin Stefanski to Raw.
Jesus Christ. Hell. Atlanta Falcons fired everybody. Kentucky football fired everybody. Kentucky basketball is definitely going to fire everybody. The NASCAR commissioner just quit. Fuck it. Just run it up. Do it with WWE too. Fuck it.
All right. So what needs to happen to make this at least Cody's storyline like better? What needs to happen? What should happen?
This is gonna
just a quick idea.
This might be a shock.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
No. Some gore. Some color. Some blood. Just an absolute brutal fucking match that turns him into a heel. That'd save this whole fucking thing.
They keep teasing it, and then they like pull back, which is, I'm just like, dude, just go for it. You don't have anything to lose right now.
Give him a full crimson mask and make him turn on somebody.
Just go ahead.
Save this whole thing. Because he can cut a heel promo.
I've seen it. That's the Cody I wanted from the beginning. He's going to walk out to some NXT talent. Here's $45.
More than they were going to pay you.
Their problem is they're waiting too long. They wait too long. How long have y'all been saying this?
A year now. But, I mean, this is something that they can do right now, and it doesn't matter how long we were waiting. This would get people right back in, and they'd make Roman the face that he's got to go against.
Well,
and then run this at WrestleMania.
What is the Saudi prince want? That's what we're building up to.
God.
If you tell me I'm wrong, this man got the Brothers of Destruction at DX to do one of the worst matches I've ever seen in my entire fucking life.
And they got Goldberg to do one against Undertaker, too. About 30 years too late.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Damn, Cody. Hey, it had to be you, brother.
Cody, this Street Fighter movie is ass, I swear to God.
I can't wait to see him in Street Fighter. The eight-man, we had an eight-woman tag team match with Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair, Io, and Rhea beating the Kabuki Warriors, Last Legend, and Nia Jax via pinfall.
I hate these super teams with faces. I'd rather the super teams be the heels, but that's just me. It is what it is.
I like the match, but I was specifically honed in on the Nia Jax and Last Legend thing because I kind of want to see.
Because he was thinking about it, you know.
Not because I was thinking about it, but just
he was
because
ready to make a mode sandwich.
We all know Nia Jax like single run. Who wants to be an Oreo? Who wants to be an Oreo?
It's a Morio.
Oh, Morio. Hey, y'all. Maya look good. I don't give a fuck. She just can't wrestle. Well, not single. Like, singles run can't wrestle. I just want to see what she does tag team title with Lash. I think that has potential. Like, that's what I was looking for.
I know exactly what Mo was thinking.
Excuse me while I rip this out!
I feel like the heels should have won this. It would have helped get Lash Legend over.
I think we say the same thing about 5 times a week, though.
Hell, she already might be over. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Absolutely is.
Get her a win early against some legends, because that's all there is on that other team.
Okay. Who did she beat? I feel like she didn't. She didn't beat nobody last week.
Nope.
She just beat someone.
I thought she did too, but I don't think it was a legend. I think she just beat Bliss. I think that was it.
she can be.
I don't know if you want to call her a legend or not.
Third, four time champion.
Yeah.
And then not counting the tag titles. So yeah, you could. I mean, she's way better than Nikki Bella, and you see what the treatment she gets.
True. But also,
Nissan Altima.
Also, big into the wrestle. Jade, we might have to have a discussion.
I think the discussion's over with. I think she's not good.
I mean, does it really matter?
It does now, because she's hurting people.
Yeah, fair.
We're getting to the point where it's getting to worse than Nia and into Bill Goldberg territory.
God damn.
You mean to tell me that jump kick she does is going to take somebody's head off, or isn't going to take somebody's head off? It's going to happen.
Yeah, if Lash can do that and not kill somebody, come on, Jay.
The part that sucks here is he's not going to get the payoff for it because he's never on here anymore, but Ken called this at the very beginning. Ken called crazy. This day one and doesn't even get a payoff. That's crazy work.
Yeah, he gets this one, but the whole Cody run, this has been a complete dumpster fire, and he was on that. He couldn't wait. He couldn't wait for Cody to be champ. I was like, boy, I hope you're right. He's shooting 50 right now.
In fairness, the first championship shot he had, I was all in, and then after that, it was too late. It was too late.
All right. Next match, we had Matt Cardona beating Kit Wilson. Under Zack Ryder, I guess.
Well, they changed his Titantron about halfway through into Zack.
It started as Zack Ryder, and then it went to Matt Cardona.
Yeah. And then Kit Wilson got his own.
He's got his own entrance shit.
Now.
Yeah.
Where's the other
half? So when I first showed him in the ring, I thought this is a throwback. I thought that was Paul London for about 10 seconds whenever I first saw him in the ring.
Hey, that'd be fun.
They got my guy looking like a fake-ass Billy Gunn out here, man. I was like, who are you?
Dude, he looks straight up like Paul London. He had the same trunks, like the same style vest thing. I was like, what the fuck? What year is this?
I saw him and said, where's the rest of you?
Yeah. It was like, what was his tag team partner? Jesus Christ.
I don't know. He wasn't even Zesty. What was going on?
It was Paul London. Who was the other guy? Oh my God. Oh,
Brian Kendrick.
Brian Kendrick. I was waiting for him to come running out. I'm like, what is this? But then I realized who it was, and then I was like, oh fuck, all right. They took the
little bit of happiness I could have had.
They took the out of him.
They got my guy acting like a mix between Val Venus and badass Billy Gunn. I was like, okay,
They sent him to that Mayo Yiannopoulos gay camp or whatever.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, what's his name? Didn't graduate yet. He'll be back soon.
Oh, my God.
I should probably do
that. Chill, man.
Conversion camps are hell.
Chill, man. John, Cliff Kingsbury for the Falcons.
Fuck no.
Damn.
I'll take Stefanski before him.
You're going to be real mad if you check your phone right now, kid.
I was going to say, we'll have another coach in 2 years. That's crazy.
Yeah.
We'll somehow Brian Brown's going to do it. Just to fucking piss me.
Next, we had John's favorite wrestler, Sami Zayn, cut a promo. Promising to be world champion in 2026.
He's going to beat CM Punk.
Before we had Trick Williams come out and interrupt him and tell him it's not going to take him 20 years. He said he's Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, all in one.
Yeah, that was I wish they'd let him cook Sammy a little bit, because Sammy came out there looking like he just got off the fucking plane.
My only complaint about the whole Trick Williams thing is I missed Booker T.
Oh, because, yeah, he don't get the mic. Michael Coleman, yeah. Yeah, man! Oh yeah, man.
If they want Sammy to be taken seriously, he's got to be out there in something else other than that. Like, at least Kevin Owens, I know he showed up in basketball shorts and a t-shirt, like I fucking would, but at least he's got like WWE WWE merch on, you know? Sammy's out there in fucking Skechers and a Walmart.
He's out Walmart there in Target
zip up. Yeah.
He's definitely out there in Target wear. On top of that, we now have a Trick Williams versus Ray Phoenix match set for next week, which I think will be
either really good or really shit.
It's gonna either expose Trick or it's gonna send him off or strap a rocket to him. Because Ray Phoenix is 1,000 miles an hour.
Man, at least SmackDown was
honestly.
At least the SmackDown crowd was into it. Whoop that! Hey, at least they know who he is.
Go ahead. And give sometimes me versus Carmelo Part 2.
The SmackDown crowd be looking like they don't know who the fuck is who. Sometimes, like WWE fans act like they don't know who is who. Sometimes, so
I'm just glad they're bringing up these young guys because
we've been calling.
It's
for
time.
It. We've been calling for it for 2 years.
Yeah, we were getting ready to go down the WCW. Hole there where they keep guys around too long and give them too much fucking money.
What I say? Hey, if you love your old heads, watch them while you still can, because it's time to get them the fuck out of here. I've been saying it for the past couple months. Get these old heads out of here, bro. It's time.
We got Javon Evans up now. We'll get to that. Buffemi.
They just showed up for him now.
Flash Legends up now.
Which one is he on now? Which brand is he on?
Which one?
What, Femi?
They showed a vignette clip for
on SmackDown. Yeah, they showed him on SmackDown too.
I thought they showed him. Oh, did they show them both?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, which one is he on? I would probably put him on. I ain't gonna lie. I'd probably put him on. I put him on Raw. They need somebody else on Raw besides Bron Breakker. As far as the younger,
Jamal Evans is on there.
You also got Melo, Trick, and Ilya on SmackDown, so it kind of like balances it out.
You can just send Oba to D-Rail Gunther, and it's going to give me my favorite thing in the world.
Big meaty man slapping meat.
All right, next match we had for the United States Champion. I'm glad they're keeping this open, like an open challenge. We had Carmelo beating Johnny Gargano with a nothing but net.
Yeah, there was no fucking way they were giving Johnny Gargano a fucking title belt. There's no way.
Great match, though.
I wouldn't be that mad at it. Well, those two refused to put on a bad match. It's
like the... I can't remember which one of y'all said it, but one of y'all were like, I guess put the younger guys on SmackDown, kind of let that be the build-up show, I guess.
How it used to be.
Yeah.
Put the big stars on Raw and then see if they can catch them.
Yeah, and right now I ain't gonna hold you, boy. The young boys are showing out.
No, go ahead and have Paul Heyman start writing for SmackDown again. Fuck it.
You put Paul Heyman out of a fucking whatever they're calling him now, the Oracle, the Orca, whatever.
Yeah.
get him out of that role and then have him be a fucking GM. I like Aldis, but like, come on now.
True.
Did the old brand split back in like 2016, have the, what is it, commissioner and then GM? Something like that.
Yeah, have Paul Heyman come out and play as Teddy Long. That'd be kind of funny.
Fuck it, just bring Teddy Long and Mick Foley back. I don't care.
Have him come out there. You get to go one-on-one with Oba Femi.
Mick Foley stood on business. He ain't coming back. He ain't coming back. Ten toes deep. Ooh. The way he said.
We didn't even touch on that the last episode.
Yeah, I that's because we forgot. That. Yeah, I forgot about that. You said his name. I was like, oh yeah, he ain't coming back. Damn. We had a Jade Cargo backstage segment with her running to Jordynne Grace. I guess we're gonna have a match. Hopefully, it's not terrible.
Jordynne Grace can carry that. If somebody's gonna wrestle stiff, that's the one you want to do it against. She'll whoop her ass. There's going to be a lot of receipts.
Hold on. I want to see an absolute dumpster fire. Bring Ronda Rousey back for one
minute. Oh, fuck no.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No. I think Adam Pearce done ruined her career. I think we're good.
Probably. I just want to see how bad it can get.
God damn. One of my favorite matches of the night, Julia beating Chelsea Green with the Northern Lights bomb. to win the U.S. title for the second time. But the fucking slam off the turnbuckle into the Northern Lights.
Good match.
Unfortunate winner.
I know that girl. I know that girl. I know they don't like her. Like, she doesn't get popped. But that girl can fucking wrestle.
Yep. This is one of those where the WWE fans don't deserve her, but like AEW fans would be eating that shit up.
Yeah, Julia can fuck.
Or your New Japan fans too.
Chelsea Green is lovely, love her. I wouldn't have cared if she lost or kept it. Julia, she fucking gets busy. And the crowd be dead silent. I'm like, damn, do y'all not?
Are you not entertained?
Yeah, I want much.
Where she goes fucking crazy, I'm going to see her in a match with Asuka and let them both go 1,000 miles an hour the whole way.
Yeah. Wouldn't hate it. Wouldn't hate that.
You know who would? The fucking casual fan would hate that shit.
Man.
EO. Might be shoveling popcorn trying to keep up with this shit.
That's true. EO been kind of carrying too. So, maybe she needs like something to stick. She needs like a gimmick or a shirt or something. Like something. That's all she needs.
Just a tagline.
Yeah. Other than that, she's got it. She, man. Look, no complaints from me. Hey, 2026 and beyond. Can we please retire the Cody, Dusty Rhodes, like your father? Can we please retire that?
He is the only legacy name that I've ever seen milk the living fuck out of his father's name like this. This is insane.
But he's the son of Dusty Rhodes.
Like, no, I'm not even just him. I'm just talking about, like, his opponents even. Like, can we... Y'all gotta find some other shit to...
Your dad's Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, he was the greatest, and, you know, he'd be ashamed to see what you... All right, brother, we get it.
Somebody can literally hit him, could roast him on the whole thing that he was Stardust and that his brother was Gold Dust, but nobody even touches it.
Don't touch it.
Like, somebody can hit him with, I'm going to hit knock you so hard, I'm going to knock you right back into the flamboyant guy you really want to be. And then, and there's a fucking half a promo right there, and you can't, nobody wants to touch it.
Yeah, or this fake American, whatever the fuck he wants. Street Fighter Guile bullshit that you're trying to, you know, something else than bringing up his dad.
The only one that would be acceptable if he came to WWE to bring up his dad would be Christian Cage, just because he could.
So I heard you had a father.
It would be the only one where it would be acceptable.
Oh man,
Christian Cage is still one of the most underrated wrestlers of all.
Looked at a 20-year-old kid dead in his face and was like,
"You had a dad.
It'd be great if your father was here, but he's dead."
It was my favorite gimmick AEW's ever done. I don't care.
Hell, I mean, Drew could run with that. He says some brutal stuff every now and then.
He does say some brutal stuff, but he went back to the well. Come on, Drew.
I think we're just forcing it too long.
Yes.
We're stalling for something. God knows what it is. The Rock's probably waiting for a date to open up. He's going to finally come back and hold it, you know.
Well, you remember what Roman said. That belt looks good on me. And he wasn't clarifying which one. So,
Can I hold that belt?
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was weird.
Oh.
That was almost Aiken's a fucking... Can you hold it? You want to hold it for me? Like, hold on. I'm like, hold on.
That was that felt too much like urinal conversation.
Yes.
Can I just hold yours for a second? Exactly. Only if I can hold you. Like.
See, I've been holding this one. Can I hold?
Yeah, like that sounded fucking crazy. Jesus Christ.
Next night out's about to get wicked. Anyway.
Yes, Damian Priest beating Aleister Black. Done with this too. Close the book on it. Sorry.
This is another one that could have used a little bit of gore to get it over, but they never went that route. But
if they keep pushing it, then they need to. Because I know
hopefully
they could just put on one hell of a just beat the shit out of you match for 30 minutes.
Please let this be over.
They'd be a fun faction, but they won't ever run it.
If you could have got the rest of what was it, House of Black, that he had over in AEW, that'd have been dope. But that was how you did a weird spooky faction, not whatever they're
doing. Too many big-ass factions, brother.
We can have plenty of them, but just you gotta be able to book it, and they don't know how to fucking book it.
We got the Wyatt shits, we got MFTs, we've got
Judgment
Day.
We've got four massive factions that are just always beefing.
The Oracle, we've got
the Vision.
Yeah, it's too many. It's too many motherfuckers, man. Then I'm fired. Then I'm fired. The Street Profits. I ain't seen them in like 6 months. But that was SmackDown. Damn, actually, SmackDown working alone.
I mean,
good product. It was a good product this week. I ain't hating on y'all. It was a good product this week.
We ain't seen Bianca in a while either.
I ain't seen Bianca in a while. Yeah, I think her finger's still fucked up. I don't think she's going to be back for a while. Or she said she didn't want to come back unless her finger was at least right. I don't know. I miss her, though.
Yeah. Chill grades.
I'm like
maybe
89, like a B plus B. Strong B. B plus.
85.
Just a B. You got there. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And it's only because everything else has been so shit recently.
All right. Well, we're about to go right back into it. On to Monday Night Raw.
One show good. The other one just,
I'm dead ass about to just watch AEW tomorrow just to see how shit it really is.
Well, this is in no order in particular. So if I jump around, sorry about you.
Jump? That's crazy.
First we got Javon Evans signing with Raw. I think we already kind of went over that. It was a big signing, though.
Let's see if he can book the blacks.
That doesn't work for him, brother. he doesn't know how to book this guy. We got Gunther having a confrontation with AJ Styles. And then AJ kind of bitched him and then met him backstage. And then Gunther was like, yeah, what are you going to do about this?
AJ
came. I don't know. I can't remember if he did or not. I just know that AJ popped up from behind Adam Pearce and was like, "Hey, you gonna go tell the boss on me now?" Like, oh shit, they're bitching Gunther.
Gunther love getting slapped in the motherfucking face, boy.
I think he just saves it and starts with when he starts doing the chops. He's like, "Ah, you gonna feel this one, motherfucker?"
I got you, bitch.
Yeah.
So I get to chop you and powerbomb you about 89-11 times. You're going to feel this in the morning. Smack me all you want.
The unfortunate match of the night. I thought it was okay. Everybody else kind of thought it went a little long. Becky Lynch defeated Maxine Dupri for the Women's Intercontinental Championship.
No, this went like 10 minutes too fucking.
The match was only 15 minutes, man.
That's what I said.
The holding onto the spot that was really weird was her like holding onto the rope and pinning her, and it looked like Maxine didn't even try to jump out of it. She was just like flat. I was like, what the fuck? This shit look crazy.
I think they're trying to set up something for the Royal Rumble.
Maxine's getting better.
They're trying to get an opponent they won over there.
We ain't there yet.
What'd you say?
At least
I said, you know, Maxine's getting better, but we ain't quite there yet.
Yeah.
I think all of Becky's matches just go 10 minutes too long every fucking time.
I feel like Maxine, whenever she's not fully locked in, you can definitely tell, because there was a couple times in this match where you can point at it and you could see where she was not locked in.
I think they should have had, since she was getting married, they knew she was getting married. You probably should have had her lose the title before the marriage so she could lock in on like that, like that then. Have her win her, you know, she won her match against Becky. Cool. Run it back. Lose it. Let her focus on her wedding. Then, bam. She probably just got married, flew back in for the match, lost it, didn't look totally bought in. She looked crazy. Bam, what the fuck?
Got married, consummated it, came back, still sore.
I don't know, the pin spot at the end was weird, but I mean, I thought the match was fine. It's just the crowd getting out of it.
That one there's a couple where spots. She like hooked Becky's arms and just fell to her ass. And
Becky, yeah, that looked crazy. Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, that's crazy. One of the moments where I was like, why did she just stop focusing. I think Maxine needs to figure out how to lose, because winning, whenever she's winning, she can get the crowd over. But whenever she's losing, when she knows she's going to lose, it felt different. It felt like the old Maxine. If that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, when you know you're going to lose, you probably don't give it your all.
Yep. Cody Rhodes is really fucking bad about that.
Like, brother, you're not losing the title. You're just going to lose the match.
Yeah, next time Cody has a match where he loses, just go back and pay close attention, because it's fucking obvious. And it's almost obnoxious. But like the WrestleMania 40, when he was walking to the ring, they were showing him backstage. You'd seen it all over his face. Anyways, what was I saying? Thanks to Jim Cornette for pointing that out to me. But anyways, what we got next here? Stephanie, like Care, Velcro, whatever you want to say, V word, was attacked by Raquel Rodriguez. Got beat up pretty bad.
Then got jumped again backstage immediately.
Are they? What the fuck happened to her foot, ankle, leg?
I don't know, but they kayfabed it on the way in. That was kind of funny. Somebody was recording for Twitter whenever she was getting out of her car, and some dude picked her up out of her car and set her on her good foot. Shout out to the Wyatt Shits. Killed kayfabe, you motherfuckers.
God forbid a man gets some Whataburger after a hard night's work.
Hard night's work, all he did was walk around. You know, whenever that dude was getting the picture taken with him, he had to fuck cover his nose.
Brother, now, I would imagine they showered before they left.
They don't look like they shower, but that is what it is.
They really don't. I imagine white people with dreads, like at the waterfront type shit. Stank.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, Dave Chappelle. They stink, and I hate them. What did Tom Segura say in his comedy special a long time ago? He said, white girls with cornrows are about it. About it. All right. What else happened here? Women's tag team match. Rhea and Io defeated the Kabuki Warriors. Fast-paced match. I thought it was fun. I don't... Did they have a number one contenders match?
I don't.
That's why I was just like, throw this together. Aren't they the new women's tag team? Are they the new women tag team champions?
Yeah, I don't remember a build up to this whatsoever.
I think they mentioned it on SmackDown, but they were like, "Yeah, we get a chance to take them on, and we're excited." And I guess that's why Alexa and Charlotte were like, "Hold your horses, because we got dibs or whatever."
They just said, "Hey, we got two crackhead Asians and two that might be lesbians. We're just going to put them in a match together, see what happens."
This is why I'm also just like, fuck the brand drafting. Just let them cross, bro.
There's not enough good people right now to be doing that anyway.
Damn. Oh, to be just one show on one show only? Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think there is. Yeah.
Who else we got? Singles match. Liv Morgan defeated Lyra. Every time Liv Morgan's on TV, she looks more and more like a crack whore or cokehead, whatever.
I love it. I'll drive you to rehab.
I can fix her. I know I can.
But what are we doing with Lyra? That's kind of where I'm at now. We'll partially like to see her go against Julia, but you know. I think that'd be fun.
Remember when we used to know the trajectory of which somebody was going?
Yeah.
Now it just feels like we're just writing shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, as far as I know, does Liv have a belt? I don't think Liv has a belt, right? It's on the belt that she had is... It's on fucking Stephanie. How about Lyra go against fucking Becky?
So we already seen that one, though.
True.
They ain't got enough people.
Yeah, that's why I say send her ass to SmackDown. Hey, see if you can handle this Japanese wrestling. Probably can't, but we'll see.
Lyra versus Julia would probably do really well, just none of the fans would be into it. Probably would just get up and go to the bathroom. Go get a beer, I'll be back.
Yeah, they tripping.
The women are here, time to leave.
That's the wrong one. Now, if it was like a, I hate to say it, but if it was like a fucking Aiden Beyond, or not Beyond, Bad B, or Meechan.
It's like that SmackDown at Evansville me and John went to, where the second Ronda Rousey's music hit, I was in the tunnel.
Second her music hit, Dakota just, I looked over it, he was gone. he said it too, caught it before it even happened. He goes, her music's going to hit, and I'm not even going to be out here to see it. And music hit, and I was looking around, I'm like, I'll be damned.
Houdini.
I've seen him do it at two different events. He did it at a UK U of L football game. He just disappeared, and then he did it then. I don't know how he does it. He just snaps his fingers, and he's gone.
It's a sneaky fat man, right? Jumped out a lot of married women's window back in the day. You know what it meant?
He said, that is the magic man from Talladega Nights. Now you see him. Now you don't. All right. Lastly, we had the World Heavyweight Championship match. CM Punk defeated Bron Breakker after some AEW-ass booking at the very end. Bron put him through a fucking table. Threw his ass into the ring, and then CM Punk recovers within 30 fucking seconds. Hits him with a knee, and then hits him with the shittiest GTS I've ever seen, and then wins.
I'm sorry, y'all, but he's cooked.
What the fuck was that?
CM Punk he's cooked.
I'm waiting to hear Jim Cornette's breakdown of this, because that's CM Punk is his boy, but he will definitely call some bullshit out whenever.
Yeah.
Not whenever he does his breakdowns.
I know that's y'all man's, but that I mean, kick if it's that shit, it's shit. That kick ain't kicking like it used to back in the day, bro. It's he looking like Vince Carter in the last 2 years of his career, bro.
Man, he still got one more in him.
I got one more in me.
Man, that's awful. Whenever he put him to the table, I was like, oh my God, they're going to put the belt on Braun. And they got him into the ring, and then Punk didn't go down to the mat. What the fuck are we doing? Then he hit him with that stupid fucking knee as he was running for a spear. I'm sorry, but if you're running for a spear and somebody comes up with their knee, you're going to send them into the fucking bleachers. you just signed up to be airborne.
Yeah.
He got my head. No, man, you're getting lifted. You're getting lifted, or your other knee is getting. Yeah, your other knee is going to be going the other direction. You're about to get a hyperextended knee. I don't know. Another episode of Grown Ass Men complaining about professional wrestling.
Crazy. Gotta love it.
That used to be our old tagline. Might as well bring that back, because that's all we've been doing. Was NXT worth watching tonight? I don't think anybody watched it.
I didn't. I was too busy watching Louisville lose.
The fuck this fuck-ass team.
That's all right. At least your coach doesn't have the same record as another coach that was fired years ago. Mark Pope, say. No, Mark Pope has the same record as Billy Gillespie through 50-something games.
Damn!
The exact same record.
The worst, probably one of the worst coaches you could bring up as far as Kentucky lore. Damn.
No, there was a guy that, what was his name? Got us on probation before Patino. I forgot his name.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who it is too.
That'd be number one worst. And then,
he about got
Gillespie. Yeah. Gave a kid a bag, a McDonald's bag full of money. Yeah. He gave him the old Alabama football special.
Back when you can bet on sports. Back when you can bet on sports, bro.
Anyway, show grades for Raw.
Do I gotta? Fuck.
C?
I mean, I can't get anything less than a C because I was engaged the whole time. So that's more.
I wasn't happy about it.
That's my baseline, though. I'm trying to think of a formula every time we do this, because if I just say a fucking letter, it doesn't mean anything. My baseline is if I could stay engaged the whole time without turning the TV off or walking away. But it's a C plus for me.
It's about healthy.
Yeah, I got
fun, but fuck you at the same time.
I will say I enjoyed SmackDown a lot more than I enjoyed it. But it doesn't mean Raw.
Yeah. I didn't get bored, so that's always a plus.
Or I didn't scream, what remember the fuck summer, is this shit?
Remember that summer where SmackDown and Raw were actually tolerable? We had Collision putting on the best wrestling you'd ever see. We just took it for granted.
2023 was the last good year of wrestling.
Also happens to be when Roman Reigns was on vacation a lot, so maybe there's a correlation.
It's because everybody put on the best show they could, knowing that he wasn't on TV. And pretty much, let's see if we can keep the ratings up.
Yeah.
It was back when Jimmy was trying to act and not just doing a fucking entrance. Oh yeah, I forgot about them. They showed up on Raw, did their stupid fucking entrance, cut a half-ass promo, and then was off TV.
Man, Jimmy got baby to go take care of, man.
Yeah.
But he's more
Jay was stuttering halfway through his promo. I don't know if y'all caught that or not.
He's more than an entrance. Please remember this.
Yeah, he's an entrance and a stuttering-ass promo.
He's our favorite to win the Royal Rumble.
Jay got autism, man.
We all got autism, right?
But he's not medicated.
Are we?
Motherfucker, you complain about not taking your meds all the time, so you tell me, shit.
Yeah. Anything else happened in wrestling?
Unless you care about New Japan.
Somebody retired for New Japan.
Tanahashi is basically their John Cena. In front of like 50, 60,000 people, which is crazy. Mick Foley.
Does Mick Foley still do his podcast? I haven't seen anything.
You know,
about
that's
that
a yet. Great fucking question.
To be like Foley's pod. And that might be worth a listen, though.
I want to hear what he got to say.
I don't go underneath any political branch, but I do love when people bash Donald Trump.
He kept it real. I
want to hate on everybody.
Hey, he kept it real.
Let's wrap this shit up.
All right. Make sure you check out Old Glory. They sell t-shirts, different types of merch. Fan t-shirts, sports t-shirts. You buy enough.
T-shirts
maybe
with dicks, you know?
Comics. I think they do comics.
Maybe Ken will come back. Yeah, they do that too. You know, buy enough t-shirts, maybe Ken will come back.
Ken desperately needs this money for just fresh scalpels down there in Nicaragua.
He's down there doing circumcisions on the children.
Him and Tim Tebow down there, circumcisions and trying to clear out the Epstein files. You know, it's crazy work. Ken was named 17 times.
That's promo code CHEAPPOP, all one word, all caps. What do they get? 20% off, and then we get a little bit. Off.
We get a little bit back.
We get 75 cents.
Hey, it's,
I'm joking.
I mean, we got 10 cents from ad rev from the other thing. Anyways.
10 cents more than we had. That's crazy.
That's a factual. That is factual.
Anyways, make sure you follow us everywhere we do social media at Cheap Pop Productions and on TikTok at Pop This Potty. But a cheap.
Shut
your bitch ass up!
Damn.